you like that? I mean, did you really like that?
Yeah,
kinda knew you would. Now stick around, there's more to come on the next hour of True Fidelity.
Sometimes motivation is hard to find, but a long night's drive does wonders for a worried mind. You're my inspiration, maybe you're my muse. They say you treat me wicked, honey, but I love the abuse. Okay, no way, but suck it to me one more time.
Bye. All right, everybody, welcome to hour number two of the True Fidelity Show. It's good to have you along. You just heard Spiralism right there with Sophia. Before that, the Latchland, Brian and the Wilds Band with You, Me, and the Blues. Before that, starting it off the second hour, Milton Starr with Salvation, which is what we do here. We're saving you from the musical mainstream.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, absolutely. Preach it.
Amen.
Can I get a choir?
Salvation,
there
brother.
We go.
Salvation.
Every week for 2 hours, we take a right turn off of the main radio six-song playlist that they got going, and we feed you with great indie bands that you've probably never heard that you should hear.
Should hear.
And that's what we do. I'm Big D.
I'm Voxy.
C Fry.
I'm Patrick Galactic.
And I'm on one.
And Squeeze still in the house. Hey, Galactic.
What?
It's nice to have you beam in this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you miss the portal?
No, I forgot the remote for the transporter at home last week. And no. So I just
tell people what really
happened. Tripped over a black hole.
Yeah, exactly.
I was
out there pretending to run.
Let's talk about
Galactic for a second. Galactic, okay, for those of you who are new to the program, maybe don't know Galactic that well,
uh-huh.
Galactic led a really
beep.
Messed up life. Sorry about that.
I did.
He was one step from death, smoking like a freight train, drinking like a just like an alky out of control.
Sounds like a Guns N' Roses song now.
Yeah.
Smoking like a freight train. Is that what
you
said?
Yeah.
But it's a new Galactic.
That's right. I cleaned up. I drank water, and
that is cleaned up.
I've embraced vegetables. I'm not sure what they're called.
How long did it take you before you could actually swallow some water?
Well, I could swallow it always, but it immediately went to my bladder.
To
it didn't absorb into my body at all, and so
completely bypassed the kidneys.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Dude.
They still had the alcohol blockers out.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I had kidneys.
Right.
Actually,
no, I kid because I love. I think it's awesome what you're doing, man.
Yeah,
thank you. It's very inspiring to see you.
Yeah,
those
are some intense life changes.
What possessed you to do this?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I was completely out of control and probably going to die if I just kept moving at my current pace.
We don't endorse that, nor do we wish that upon.
It's in my experience that men make major life changes when there's a pretty girl involved.
Hey,
and that there was.
There you go.
That is actually true.
What? There was? It's not no longer?
No, she's around.
Oh, hey.
She's around.
Otherwise, he'd be drinking again.
Galactic in... yeah, exactly.
When she disappears, he'll be crawling back into the studio as usual. Galactic, good to have you back.
Hey, man. I'm glad to be here, dude. So the story is, in my effort to purify my soul... I tried to run, as I was explaining to you guys,
sure.
And just tweaked my knee.
Yeah.
And
now his knee's a tweaker.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think many people die of knee injuries, but I was pretty sure I was going to be
you
one.
You never know.
Yeah,
if
I was going
to
be like
get away from an axe murderer, and your knee gives out, then you could die a knee injury.
Yeah, but that's related to a knee injury, more directly related to an axe
injury.
And this was just
death.
Knee pain that caused a lot of tears.
Truth of the matter is, we missed you last week. It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We have some cool stuff to talk about. You know, Thanksgiving's on the way, and Voxy had a great news story. We'll go back and revisit that, but in the meantime, we have some killer music as we promised. This is DJ Code Blue with We Can Shine here on the True Fidelity Show.
I like to stay up the street. I stay under the
shade. Hey, you're listening to True Fidelity. It's like the radio, but good.
I'll be standing by your side. Till we see the morning light, lay your body next to mine. Together we can shine. Every time you look in my eyes, I get stuck into your sight, lost inside my mind. Together we can shine. Everybody stand up tonight and put your hands up so high. Everybody show your right. Together we can shine.
Running Chickens right there with Lonesome Blues. Before that, Bowery at Midnight, Trust Fall. Started off with DJ Code Blue. We Can Shine right here on the True Fidelity Show. We're into the second hour. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope everybody's having a great afternoon, evening, whatever time you're listening to it. You know, we're also on podcast, so you can listen to it any time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And but hey, if you're
for
listening,
all you 3 a.m.ers,
that's right.
That's right. Foxy loves you, baby.
That's usually when I'm listening. okay, let's move forward. All right, everybody. It's that time for the independent music website of the week. As you know, I love perusing the websites, gathering new music, finding out about the band so that, hey, we can entertain you with great music. But I also love the articles. I love to find out about these bands. I'm a geek that way. I'm the guy who buys the CD and the records to actually read the liner notes. So if you're in that category, I think you're going to like this site that I found, UndertheRadarMag.com. It's actually a magazine, Under the Radar. I've never seen it on a stand around where I'm at. Wherever they're at, they do have an actual physical magazine. So this is the website for them. But the cool thing about it is, obviously they put the magazine on the site, but then you get all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Bonus interviews with the artist, bonus reviews. They have all the back issues listed, and at each issue, depending on who the featured artist is, there's downloadable songs, MP3s. How about that?
Wow.
So in just going through and trying to find these really killer websites, my iTunes is probably tripled in size.
Yeah,
I just spend like hours downloading great music, and you know, bless these bands for putting it out there so that we can actually listen and then share it with you guys. I mean, that's really cool of them to do. Under the Radar Mag is they have reviews, blogs, galleries, all the issues. Like I said, the really cool section is called Pleased to Meet You, where they go one-on-one with artists that they think, kind of like what we do, that they think you need to know that are kind of under the radar. And so they have an exclusive interview with them. They share their music. There's some cool videos, obviously. It's just a very fun website. It's something that I go to on occasion. Undertheradarmag.com is what I'm calling today's independent music website of the week. I'm Big D, and this is the True Fidelity Show. We'll be right back.
You want my from my head. Never thought I'd really see, but you're making me believe. The limo pulls along, now I got you in my song. You thought I'm the best, with your finger on my chest. I'll never be a lonely boy in a lonely world, unless I know it's true. I close my eyes and I'm with you, loving you the whole night through. In the middle of the night when I dream of getting you, man, my head's going crazy thinking what I do to you. I'm ripping for your clothes after breaking down the door. I make you beg for more as I bring you to the floor. Cause you be screaming, oh, 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 oh. Baby, don't stop, no, no. Now I'm going down on you, proving what I want is true. Let me show you what it's like when you ain't afraid to fly. To hell with other girls, cause you blew up on my world. I couldn't tell you why, but I'm yours until I die. In the middle of the night, when I dream of getting you, man, my head's going crazy, thinking what I do to you. I'm ripping for your clothes after breaking down the door. I make you beg for more as I bring you to the floor. Cause you be screaming, oh, 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 oh. Baby, don't stop, no, no. Descending, I can't wait for karma to pull you down. You wouldn't last a minute as me. I've been haunted by things you can't see. You pull your own trigger for lights out. I wanna lay you down in the ground. Can't wait to lay you down. You've been burned, you still believe. No big kiss, silver screen ending. Tables turned, you look uneasy. Are you afraid of me? You should be. No one's out here to hear you scream. I wanna lay you down in the ground. Can't wait to lay you down. Lay you down in the ground.
So, dude, like, I was watching TV the other day, and it was like a computer, but it was like a TV, and it played songs, but instead of the radio, which sucks and plays the same songs, like, all the time, this plays different songs all the time.
Dude, that's awesome. I think you had enough, though, man. Stop Bogarting. Pass the True Fidelity.
Kira right there with Lay You Down before that new medicine, Fire Up the Night, off of Breaking the Model. That's their CD. Immigrants with Damage here on the old True Fidelity show.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanna give a shout out to our listeners. I wanna thank you guys so much for putting up with us.
And give us your money.
Listening to
give us all the money.
Yeah, I mean, no, that's probably not going to happen. But if you're enjoying the show and you're not listening to us on the mother station, NWCZ Radio, you're listening to one of our syndicates, drop them an email. Let them know. Let them, you know.
That you really like us.
Yeah, that you
so
like
they'll
the
keep
show.
Us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or just because you're being nice.
Yeah.
Well, do be nice.
Yes.
But nicely tell them how awesome we are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially
and tell them to tell us too that you wrote them, so
no,
that we
now
can.
It gets, it's getting confusing.
We'll
just write them and say,
ourselves.
"Hey, I
yeah,
like
we're
that.
Gonna put a little template for the email I on like the that. Website. What you should be sending them."
and if you do it nicely, Galactic in his interstellar travels may mm-hmm. just drop in.
I will phase right into in your existence. I will hug your grandmother, and yeah. then we'll have a cake, and I'll go.
It's sweet. It'd be awesome, man. Just watch out for that, you know, that mind the gap, as they say.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I've ended up in some pretty hairy situations.
You weren't here last hour, but I know you know the story. Voxy mm-hmm. gave us some news about yep. how Billboard is switching up the way they are
calculating
the charts.
Right.
Now, back when I was a kid, mm-hmm. which was eons ago, everybody.
Millennia.
We actually paid attention to the charts as like listeners. You
yeah.
know, they had American Top 40.
Yep.
You had the Billboard show.
Yep.
Billboard was actually listed in the papers on the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it would tell you who was number one. Who
yeah.
It was and then you got Billboard magazine, right? Even Rolling Stone had it in there. Where it
Dick
was like,
Clark, baby.
Yeah, everybody was talking about the top of the pops, top of the charts, whatever.
Right.
Whether it was singles, album, and then whatever, you know, different. Mm-hmm. Then it started breaking up categories, but for a while it was just a few categories, and it was an important deal. It was a big deal who was there, and you were following your favorite artist climb mm-hmm. to the top and where they got stuck and before they started going down. Now does anybody care?
Well, I think the
other than the industry,
well, maybe more people will now.
I think if you can watch more artists
if you can watch more artists rise to the top based on streams and stuff, possibly. I don't know.
Well, I think that's true, and I also think that it kind of gets bands and their fans more invested in the streaming thing, because any band can get a ton of streams if they do it right.
Right.
You know, it's a lot. It kind of evens the playing field.
And when everyone's
complaining about streaming not paying off as much, maybe this brings just a tad bit more value to
also
streaming
working
for you.
But here's the deal. So the way I'm hearing it is, if a band on Spotify or any of the streaming outlets, right,
mm-hmm.
gets, what is it, 10,
it was
10, 10 listens?
10 single sold. So
sold.
Like 10 tracks.
But it could be the same one,
digitally
right?
downloaded, sold. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then it counts as an album.
Yes, it counts as an album sale.
That's not an album sale in my book, though.
Well, but it's
that
the best we can
the,
do these
single.
Days because people don't, because we're not an album-oriented culture
yeah.
exactly,
anymore.
So why not just do away with the category, right, of album sales, because
right.
albums
right.
don't sell. Bands don't even, I mean, they do, but less and less are they releasing full albums.
Well, I think
they drop a single, they drop an EP, they drop a couple of more singles, and then they drop an album. They put it all together mm-hmm. and go, well, here it is in an album package if you want
right.
it. Everybody's
yeah.
already got
it. And here's the deal, too. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of verbiage that needs to be changed, because when you think top 200, I mean, even though those numbers are calculated based on album sales, we don't say it as, oh, it's the top 200 album sales. It's the top 200 is
correct.
What we're like.
Yes.
It's what's most popular.
Right.
And so those streams and those digital downloads translating into an album sale, that's more, you know, the back end of how they're calculating those to get that top
chart. Do you think
chart?
This is open to more indie bands being in the charts? Because like we saw, the band who cheated, who had all their fans go in and just set it on repeat for 24 hours, you know, a day, and everybody just went to sleep, and it just over and over and over again. And I think what Spotify owed them, like 25
G's or something.
It was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It was a band nobody had ever heard of. They had this collective, everybody do it, go, and it happened.
Fan base, yeah.
So do you think this opens that up, or do you think it will even out because the big bands are obviously going to get more downloads?
It's always going to favor them,
but I do think that this gives indie bands a chance to cheat in the way that major bands cheat all the time.
Well, come on now. Major bands don't cheat.
Well, honestly, it
gives you a better opportunity to have a breakout artist, though. So, like, where now album sales are based on your marketing, or if you're heading up the Pepsi commercials, or you've got all this money and stuff behind you. But if you get a breakthrough hit, like we were discussing, Macklemore did with the thrift shop song or whatever, and it's because of stream, like, you don't have the massive marketing that you're selling 100,000 albums across the country.
Well, you don't have the distribution backers, but you've got a million,
you know,
promo machine going
streams
for you.
And YouTube views and all this kind of stuff, so it pulls you up in the charts. Well, then that's a little more ammunition for you to then actually have sales, right? Because now you're
let me just ask you guys a question, and this is serious. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but when was the last time you actually looked at the charts and took notice?
I look at the articles that talk about the charts. I don't really read the charts. You know what I think, though? This is like, hey, we're not going to have another platinum record. You know what I mean? Like, unless more people go Taylor Swift on this, they're not going to sell more platinum records. So they want another way to quantify. Yeah.
And so my backup to that is, I truly believe that this move is basically a back padding move again by the industry to where we can again now we can keep our award show, we can keep it relevant,
right?
We can award ourselves for great sales on these artists rather than just going, you know what, that's a dinosaur model,
right?
Let's just do away with it. Everything's different now, and let's find something else.
The popularity of music, though, is not a dinosaur model.
No.
The sales
no.
of bundled packages are.
I didn't say
but
that.
I think
but the charts are. That's a dinosaur model they're using, and they're trying to adapt. And kudos to them for trying to adapt it.
Billboard as a functional entity within the industry. Because based on the current premise, I mean, basically it looks like the industry's just shrinking.
Right.
And you can't really have that.
The biggest problem with all of that, though, is it's like, oh, we're not getting any more platinum albums. So, like, you know, in the height of music sales, let's say there were, what were we saying earlier? So let's say there was 100 platinum albums 20 years ago, right? Well, now there's one or two, but now maybe there's 1,000 albums that sold 25,000 to 50,000.
Which I think is instead better. Of
and I do too. You have more diversity across the board. People have more options, more choices. The money and the sales, I believe, are out there. And music is just as popular. It's just way more spread across the board instead of just these huge icons that the major labels have propped up on these pedestals, you know?
Let's ask C-Fry. C-Fry, when was the last time you went to the store to buy an album or a CD or whatever?
Tower Records was still in business.
Okay, let's. Do you ever go to iTunes? Do you ever buy music off iTunes?
Not really.
So how do you get your music? Free at concerts because you're taking pictures of everybody?
Yeah, a lot of it. I download stuff. I mean, I listen to streams a lot.
Yeah.
It's the
wave of the future.
Yeah,
baby.
So do you pay attention to who's hot based on where they're at on the charts?
God, no. I was in high school probably last time listening to Casey Kasem.
Yeah, but I think...
Keep your feet on the ground.
I think what you see, though, is who's hot on the charts. They're the same people that have all the massive marketing, right? The people that are in commercials and the people that have all these major sponsors backing them, the people that can put on these huge, massive, expensive tours and these huge multi-million dollar videos. They're the ones you see on the chart because they're getting that exposure and that marketing. So,
well, I tell you who I hope this really helps, and that's the independent labels. And that reminds me, it's this time.
Oh, that was a clever transition. That really was.
Hardy har.
That's why
I actually forgot I was supposed to do this. So, all right. This week's TruFi Indie Label of the Week is Cat Pack Records. On True Fidelity, we talk a lot about how things just ain't what they used to be, like we just were. Well, CatPack is a throwback to a time when passionate musicians and music fans created labels to help their friends and musical peers find a wider audience. Full disclosure, these guys produced my former band, Death by Stars, one and only EP, The Future We Wanted, available on Bandcamp. CatPack is a Seattle-based artistic collective that has released some of the most innovative electronic indie tunes in the region. The brainchild of Madison Levine and Richie Nelson, their catalog is already huge and continually growing. They've engineered the rise of many local artists, including Bardo Basho, Children of Kids, Moose Portrait, WMD, Richie Dagger's Crime, the aforementioned Death by Stars, Walt the Fish, and a ton of others. While focusing on electronic-based bands, they have run the gamut of different genres and have a knack for spotting below-the-radar talents who just so happen to be amazing and bursting with potential. In existence for a short time, CatPack Records is just beginning to emerge as a powerful force in the Northwest music scene. Check them out at www.catpack.org and make sure to tell them that True Fidelity sent you. I may be biased, but there's a damn good reason for it. CatPack Records is your indie label of the week. I'm Patrick Galactic, and I'm going to phase the hell out of here. So give your grandma a hug, tuck yourself in, pray to whatever god you believe in, put on a pair of quality headphones, and jam these beats into your ear holes, kid!
Stayed at night to the side of black and blue was bleeding. Of desperate warnings everywhere, in desperate need of healing. And I found.
Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Like me, follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, follow me, like me, like me. Like me, follow me, like me, follow me. Microcosms melting. Silent cries for help being dispersed by the wind. In the breeze of time, where destiny's not grinned and not bound.
Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Like me, follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, like me, like me. Follow me, follow me, like me, like me. Like me, follow me.
Shelving, overclouded people with burdens of concealed feelings. New thoughts to be reflected that up until now have gone undetected. Losing control to that sinking feeling. Potholes in my soul, roadblock destinations. Bound and gagged and brainwashed, anonymous negations. Time traveling on eternity's road. Programmed slang and gestures betray deeper frustrations.
Like me, follow me, like me.
that's burning in my soul. I want you in the glow, and we both know.
Roman Holiday there with Fuel the Fire. Before that, My Son the Bum, Follow Me Like Me.
Jammed it right in there, yeah. Didn't we?
It's kind of like a Winnie the Pooh-ism right there. Follow me like me.
Yeah.
You know, that's very, very, very zen.
It's very Pooh-like.
It's profound.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
But anyway. Look, I
Jesus
to,
has nothing to do with it.
I wanted to say this. That I don't want people to think that we're coming across as, you know, like, man, it was so much better back in the day. Like, we're some old guys that are just angry about the way where music's going. We're just pointing things out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just
exactly.
me. Basically.
I'm young and bitter.
I'm extremely excited about the changes in
the
music industry.
And we are excited. But you have to contrast and compare to where things were as to where they're going.
Well, what's funny is it really is the mainstream that's shaking in their boots over all the changes.
And I love that part.
Because the independent artists are doing better than they've ever done before.
There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. Well, listen, it's the end of our program, and I want to thank everybody again for tuning in and listening. And for all you here in the studio, happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you guys have a very safe time, and everybody listening, woo! Same thing. And those of you who are listening in England, have a Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah.
Be thankful for something.
Well, just remember that Jesus ate turkey on this day.
He absolutely did.
With the pilgrims.
And he took
and
a nap
the dinosaurs.
Watching football. All right, we'll be back next week with episode 13. Everybody have a great one. And tune in next week to the True Fidelity Show. That's a mandate.
True Fi.
Wait, prostate?
When the raindrops hit the ground in Seattle, we don't get down, 'cause you know that we make the sound. Drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain, drinking coffee in the rain.
You've been listening to True Fidelity. You can contact us at truefishow@gmail.com. That's truefishow@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Tune in again next week. Same fi time, same fi channel.